The Curious Couple, Episode 21.
You're tuned into The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with your hosts, TNA. Get ready to have your curiosity piqued while exploring what it's like to live out fantasies with this fun, fit, and sexy duo.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm T.
And I'm A.
So, no special guests tonight. It's just TNA.
Wah, wah.
So, we have loved all the feedback that we've been getting from you guys. We've been getting emails, tweets, messages on the website, and we're loving it. It's been nothing but positive feedback.
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah. And it's cool because it seems like each message varies. It's like, oh, you know, thanks for this, or how do you do this? Like, some of it's how to, or some of it's just, you know, loving the podcast. But
and each email like amps T up to do more podcasts. So
and it doesn't you?
No, it does. But you get really geeky about it. Like, oh, okay. I mean, obviously, you're driving.
Why are you
gonna
throw me under the bus?
I would not be recording a podcast a week if this was up to me. I mean, you know that.
All right, guys, now you hear that? I'm twisting her arm.
It's not that bad. It's just I wouldn't be as driven to do it every week.
See what it takes to keep the celebrity happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what we're gonna do today is we're gonna address some of these emails and some. Well, I guess just emails today because we didn't print off any.
Yeah.
Tweets or.
The tweets get a little graphic.
Yeah.
That's a little different. The whole Twitter thing is.
Quit poo-pooing Twitter.
I'm not poo-pooing Twitter, but it's a whole different. It's just a whole different ballgame.
Don't be afraid of what you don't understand.
I don't. And I get on there. I've been trying. I try. And it's fun.
Yeah.
But it's just different. It's not like, I mean, these emails, it's like you're communicating with somebody. On Twitter, it's just like a bunch of, I don't know. It's weird.
Telling you, don't
poop
there.
I'm not.
We are up to over 2,000 followers now.
Yeah,
which it's kind of crazy.
It's just overwhelming to get on there. Like it to me, it gets a little overwhelming.
You realize now you're turning off all the people who are tweeting us.
I
now.
Still get on there. Obviously, it's my ass that's in the picture. So
yeah, you're
I'm
on there
participating.
You're on there by pictures.
Well, yeah, but I still get on there and look at it anyway.
Anyways, let's. Yeah. Maybe perk this up a little bit.
I'm not saying it's bad. It's just different. I mean, the feedback we get there is, ooh, nice ass. Oh, where does she like it? What position does she like? You know, and like, this is real talk, like hashtag real talk.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay. Do you want to start with one of yours first?
Moving on. Yes. Okay. I'll start with this one. This was one of my favorites. So this comes from a listener and his question, this is a he, right? Yeah. His question was, is there, and this was, a couple who was just getting interested in, the lifestyle. They had had a threesome with a friend kind of by accident, he said, at a like work function, and it had inspired more talk. And
you think they played at the work function?
They did. It was an overnight.
I'm picturing a
work
closet.
Function at a local resort hotel.
Oh.
And it said it was their first experience, had something to do with alcohol and an overnight work function. Anyway, so now it inspired all this talk and they're interested, and that's how they stumbled across our podcast. And their question is there a graceful way to let another couple know that you're not interested? I hear you guys talk about being at parties, and I always wonder how things like this go down. What if a couple you're not interested in approaches you first? And he says, my first thought is that I'd use some excuse about only wanting to watch or not wanting to play with anyone else that night. But then I would feel super awkward if another couple you're actually interested in approaches you while the first couple's still around. How do you handle that? That's one of my biggest fears about going to a club or party.
Well, right off the bat, this strikes me as somebody who's never been to a party.
Right.
Because that's not really that much of an issue when you go to a party. It's not like you described, it's not some guy at the bar who's hounding you.
Right.
It's a different environment being at a lifestyle party than a normal party.
Not that that's not, and I think when we talked about this, you said, oh, that must be a girl thing. I still think about those things. That still is on my radar. But
what's a girl thing?
to wonder that, to worry that. Am I hurting somebody's feelings? How am I going to...
Well, yeah, I will admit, it's like being in this lifestyle, it's like suddenly I'm the pretty girl because I'm associated with you. So we've had that scenario where it's like been interest.
He's also pretty, by the way.
There's been interest, and it's like, okay, we're not interested. But I never... I think it's less than if you were in a bar or a club and that's happened. Because I've had that happen where a girl's been interested in me and it's awkward. You don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not that intense in these environments.
Well, and like being a single girl at a bar, when a guy hits on you, it's a lot harder to, like, you have to literally say, I'm not interested.
Right.
And sometimes even that doesn't work.
Right.
But as a couple, we haven't had to have that. No. We've never said that to anybody. And I'm trying to think of an example, but I think maybe at the meet and greet that we were at not too long ago at the bar thing, and we're talking to a couple at the bar, we're not interested in them. I think it was probably pretty clear that they were interested in us, but it was kind of a little, you know, chit chat, maybe 5-minute conversation, and then, oh, well, it was nice to meet you guys. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll see you around later. And we walk off, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be awkward.
Yeah, and it's not like people are, like, really hurt feelings, because there's a room full of people who are looking to get laid.
There's 100 couples. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, they've moved on. Let's move on. Like, it's not a big deal. And it's also, like, the nicest group of people you will ever meet.
Yeah.
So even if it's somebody you're not interested in, you're still probably going to have something in common with them.
Yeah.
Obviously you do. You're at the same place.
Yeah.
And some of them, I think we talked about early on in some of our maybe 1, 2, 3 episodes about that, and how I, at first, that was awesome to me. I could have done that all night. Just sit and talk to people.
Oh, right.
And the first time we went to Colette, and I sat and talked to a couple that I had no attraction to whatsoever, but she had
I had to, like, drag you away from them.
I was having so much fun. Yeah. They were hilarious, and they were so funny to listen to their stories of their lifestyle experiences and club experiences and stuff like that. So it just because I'm not attracted to somebody doesn't mean I'm not going to sit and
So
have
it's
a good
there's
time
not
with
a big there's a big fear that this listener has of how to gracefully let people know you're not interested, and it's not that big of a hurdle in this environment. So, I would just say, just go and, you know, sit on the sidelines and watch, and you'll see it's different.
And we've even had the experience of hooking up with a couple later in the night, literally right in front of a couple that has chased us down for a long time. You know who I'm talking about?
Was this at Colette?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're watching us hook up with another couple. Yeah. They don't care. They're still happy.
Yeah, they weren't. Yeah,
they weren't hurt, and they still talk to us after that. So, I mean, it's really not as scary as it sounds.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
We'll talk later.
Okay. So let's move on to the next one. And
that's actually a good segue for one of the other emails we have. Yeah.
Okay. So we got this email, and it made me sit and think for a while because it painted me in a light that I don't believe accurately paints me. Should we just go ahead and read this?
Yeah, there may be people listening that feel the same way about you.
That's true.
Or me.
That's true. Okay. So I'm going to read part of their email. They asked not to fully disclose this email, and that's fine. They actually had some very nice things to say. They say they listen, they love the show, but there was this part that I'm going to read to you. So, it says, mostly T, you put way, and capital way, way too much emphasis on good looks. It has been a real turnoff for us to continue our journey, as most people are not perfect. There are all kinds of body styles and shapes, but your emphasis on good looks, which really belongs to the eye of the beholder, not social norms, which you seem to be prescribing, has made us even more leery of going to a club, even though we know from our trips to Desire that the lifestyle comes in all shapes. You even put, quote-unquote, fit in your... Wait, she's even giving me the credit of putting that. Mm-hmm. I should say he or she. Put fit into your new opening jingle. Furthering the belief that you have to be good-looking, etc., to be in the lifestyle. each of your episodes reinforces this. Now, while there are exceptions, like the hairy women, the single guy met, overall, you are doing a huge disservice to those that may be contemplating the lifestyle and who are already naturally concerned about their bodies, etc. By reinforcing their fear of judgment, unlikability, and overall rejection. You may want to have a podcast about this and rethink your thoughts on this. One of the quote-unquote sexiest women I know, I met at Desire and is a very large woman, but carries it in such a great sexy way that you don't even notice her size, which is the way it should be. And yeah.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
I have a lot of thoughts on that. I'll try not to hit the points that I know you're going to, but I feel like I agree with that. I agree that, first of all, it does come in all shapes. You see all shapes, and that's true. Maybe we don't talk about that enough because we're talking about our experiences and the people that we're having these intimate experiences with. But every place that we've gone, we've seen people of all shapes, sizes. And it is true. I mean, I can think of close friends that we have that are bigger and the most confident, sexy people that I've ever met. So I agree with that too. And it doesn't, trying to think how to gracefully say this. It's like when, we talked about this earlier. It's like when I'm dating, say I'm single A and I'm on match.com looking for dates. The first thing I notice is their physical appearance. I mean, we're human. We're attracted to what we're attracted to. I don't think that makes up 100% of your chemistry. You obviously want to have a conversation with these people. We've met some very attractive people in the lifestyle, and they went from tens to fives after they opened their mouth. I mean, we're not shallow by any means, but we are attracted to what we're attracted to. Mm-hmm. And we do work really hard to stay in shape and feel like we are.
Well, I think that's a priority in our lives. Yeah. And so when we see others who are that way,
we're attracted to that.
We're drawn to it.
And not everybody is that way. Mm-hmm. And everybody has their own taste, their own whatever. And so I you can probably pick it up here, but that was my feelings when I read that email was, and it was the fluff that you're leaving out was that they do enjoy the podcast. It's not mm-hmm. like it was just I hate tea email. It was just that. And I try to be aware of that too, when we're talking, because I don't want to come off as shallow. We're not shallow people. But we are attracted to who we're attracted right. to, and this is our experience. And so when we're telling our stories, that is something that's important to us. And it probably does come across as a big part of who we're around and why we do what we do. And, mm-hmm. and there are a sea of attractive people usually. So, we haven't had any problem finding that.
Yeah. Well, this one, like I said, it made me think, because I try to be very conscientious of others and never, ever want to hurt anyone's feelings. I mean, that's just kind of how I conduct myself in any place, let alone, I think I do that on this podcast. But with that being said, I also know that I can't please everybody on this podcast or everybody in life. The best thing I can do is be me and be authentic. And A and I talked about it, and that's what we need to do for this podcast. Just be ourselves. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be people who love it, and there's going to be people who hate it. And we've come across people who haven't liked it, and it's because they don't like the lifestyle, but they've come across it in different ways. But essentially, you know, I was kind of taken back by this, and I'm like, you know what? I know that in my mind, you don't have to be a supermodel to be attractive. It doesn't have to be tall, skinny, blonde, big boobs, whatever, for me to be attracted. But I have to be attracted to the person if I'm going to have sex with this person. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely a physical element to that, but it isn't one form of that. In fact, what's most important to me is chemistry, but that's intertwined with physical appearance. So, like I said, after giving this some thought, you know, and being a little bothered by it, I ultimately came to the conclusion is I'm just going to be me. And there's going to be some people that maybe don't like hearing that this is what I like.
But I think it's also important, the bigger message there was, he said that he was turned off to go any further in the lifestyle. Don't let that turn you off. We're just one couple. There's hundreds of thousands of people out there. And he said he'd been to Desire. So obviously he's been around that. He knows that. Parties are the same way. We're just talking about our experiences, which is a fraction of the people that are there.
True. In fact, the majority, well, that's almost going to sound bad. there's all shapes and sizes. And it's just like the general population. I mean, there are all shapes and sizes, attractive
very,
and
very few fit that tall blonde, big boob mold.
Yeah, there's not as many as
T would like, but that's true. And especially coming from my perspective, there are not a lot of attractive men out there. There's just not. That's common knowledge. They're hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
So, hate on me. But the good news is I get to hook up with the women too. So I get a little bit more in the pool.
Yeah, that's true. Did we leave anything out on that?
No.
You that think, was, did I
that was touch basically on, it. I just wanted
did I
to
touch
make
on
sure.
the things that I mentioned to you beforehand?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. But with that being said, they gave us a, and I know it, what it, most of their email was positive, and they actually gave us some good feedback about some other stuff, and we appreciate the email, and it made us think, and that's part of why we do this podcast, because you know, kind of self-reflective.
Bring
and
it. Yep. We like it.
Bring it.
Bring it.
All right. So let's move on to the next one. This comes... Oh, that's actually his name. From A&A, they want to know any advice you have for someone shy but curious. Yeah, so that's it. Someone who's shy but curious about the lifestyle, about getting into it.
Did you, does it say where they're from? Are they from around here? Did you point them in the voyeur cam direction?
Okay. They, they've been on SLS, just looking and fantasizing for a few years now. And we were in the car ready to drive to Club Sesso in Oregon, but packed down.
Oh, man.
Because it, one of them had a cold.
Oh, well.
It was reassuring to hear your stories. We can't wait to hear more. So, without a doubt, we've heard about this club, and it is a good club.
Mm-hmm.
It is classy. Go and just be a fly on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're shy, you guys will appreciate the scenery. It might even get you guys in the mood. But you'll also, this, and A and I were just talking about this, about one of the things we love about the lifestyle is, and we were talking about taking a vacation versus a normal vacation versus a lifestyle vacation, and how much more social the lifestyle environment is. Because if the two of us went on a vanilla vacation, we may interact with a couple next to us at the bar on one night out of four nights on a vacation. But if you were in a lifestyle club, we would instantly have friends.
Mm-hmm.
We would instantly make friends with probably several couples and not necessarily have sex with them, but just enjoy their company and be, you know, fun, flirty, have a good time. And so with that being said, just getting in and around this environment, it's not as intimidating as you might originally think. It's going to be much more welcoming, and you'll probably make some connections, some friends, some, you'll have conversations with people.
Well, and if they went the first time, like, with the intention of doing nothing, like, we're just going to watch, the pressure's off. Like, you're not thinking what's okay and what's not okay, and are we going to do this, or are we going to do that? Just go with no
listen to our first episode.
Expectation. Yeah, just go and say, this is what we're here for. Maybe go have sex with each other off in a room, and that will meet your needs. Like, that'll be so exciting.
That
so
was
not,
us for months.
Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't have to be super scary.
Yeah.
And it's not what, or it's, at least it's not what I had imagined. I just imagine like naked bodies all over the place, and
like
you're like, yeah, you're like having to, yeah, you're having to walk through like mounds of naked people, like trying to grab you. It's not like that at all.
Mm-mm. It's actually so much more of a respectful environment. Yeah. Where everyone, it's just different.
I would like to, I mean, if we had those in our backyard, obviously we're traveling quite a ways. It would, well, plus it's expensive, but it would be fun just to go, well, you want to go get a drink? Let's go get a drink at the sex club. I mean, why not? Yeah. You're going to have a fun time. You're going to meet great people and you're going to see some naked people.
Yeah, we like to see naked people.
I like to see naked people.
All right, what do you got over there?
Okay, so this is one that... Actually, let's save that one for last. Okay. This is a question about basically wanting to discuss the aspects, benefits, concerns of same versus different room play. So like what our thoughts are, and we talked about it a little bit, I think, on one of the episodes. I feel like we did, but I was trying to remember what we...
Well, not everybody listens to all of them. Some people just jump in and out. So we'll just start by saying we have never played without being within arm's length of each other. Yeah. So it's been the same room.
There was one time where I was on the floor and you were on the bed, and that was the furthest.
Yeah, but it was a
and
couple.
That was... Well, but that was still kind of pushing the boundaries for us because we couldn't see each other.
Was that Oklahoma City?
Yeah, we couldn't see each other. And I think
I just had a visual of part of why you couldn't see me. It's graphic.
No.
Shall I?
I don't know what you mean.
No, I think somebody was on top of you sticking something in your mouth, and that was part of why you couldn't be seen.
Probably.
So anyways, it's interesting. At first, it was all about... Well, it's always been all about us, but like we would be next to each other. We would still have physical contact. We would be touching each other while we were touching somebody else, or, you know, even if it was our feet that were still touching.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, that was weird tonight. You had your back to me. Like, that was weird, but we were still within an arm's length. Yeah. And then, like you were saying, one night you were on the floor and I was on the bed.
Well, and somebody brought up, that's what I was trying to remember, like, was this a private discussion or podcast discussion? But somebody brought up the point that when we talked about the little blue pills and there being, you know, issues sometimes focusing, they were saying separate room play would avoid all that because you're not distracted.
Probably so, just because you are my biggest distraction. Yeah. Like, I'm wondering about you. I'm turned on by you. But I can't give all of my focus to the person in front of me because I'm more interested in what you're doing.
And what would that mean if we were in different rooms?
Like, yeah, it might be worse.
Would it take that away? Would it be like you're so wondering what is going on in the next room? Or
That very well could be the case.
Just the thought of that gives me anxiety.
Well,
but
gives you anxiety or gives you like butterflies in your stomach?
I don't know.
See, because I was just having that thought too. I was like, ooh, that feels a little uncomfortable. But it's not like... bad, it's just uncomfortable. Yeah. And we tend to label uncomfortable as bad.
We remember? Got a lot. I feel like we have to go somewhere, you know? And I feel like maybe in 5 or 10 years when we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
been there, done that.
5 months,
this isn't fun anymore. Then maybe we'll try that. But
well, I was just having this thought. I've had lots of thoughts. Anyways, so you're thinking down the road, that might be the next adventure.
You've had lots of thoughts because we haven't had sex in several days.
Yeah.
This sounds great. Yeah, this is a good idea.
Yeah, these were going through my mind as I was watching porn and living it out
all
in my mind.
All of this sounds like a good idea at that time. But
totally.
But then when it's like go time, it's like, oh, never mind.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally, I'll bring that up later. A huge part of why, obviously, we're talking about this is something we do together, but I love probably as much as my fulfillment physically, what I'm doing, I get as much enjoyment watching you.
Yeah.
And like, seriously, like even when we're intimate at home together, some of the fantasies and excitement that's going through my mind is picturing you in some of the things you've done.
Well, I mean, that's why we do this. And there's no question that that's that that's my whole enjoyment in this is yours. So for me, like I can't imagine having as much fun as I do in a separate room, honestly. And that's how much I want you to have a good time. That the only reason I'm like, oh, that'd be great, is because maybe you would have a great time. maybe
I would be off doing something.
Yeah. Maybe you would be like, this is awesome. Like
even sharing this with the listeners right now, this is, if you can't tell, this is uncharted territory for us. But I'm even having the thought of like, you know, yes, I feel these butterflies and this rush, but like I'm just picturing being at a party somewhere and losing sight of you, and oh, she's off making, like the time I saw you making out with some guy at the other side of the bar while I was getting a drink, I was like, it gave me butterflies. I was like, what's going on? But I was turned on. I was nervous. Mm-hmm. I mean, so the thought of that, there's a lot of things that could give me that feeling. And we've talked about it, like having some stranger come over and give you a massage. Like we've talked about that, which, you know, for me was this
talked about it for like a year,
a strange turn on that we couldn't pull the trigger on. But yeah. You know,
I think you would have, just to catch everybody up, you would have done it in a heartbeat. I'm the one that wouldn't.
Yeah. I was, go for I it. Lined it up and you
it scares. Yeah. It scares me.
Yeah.
Someday. So, I watch a lot of Dateline and 48 Hours.
Quit being a buzzkill.
I'm trying not to be, but I'm being real. That's me. We're talking about being authentic. That's me. That's why that scares me.
Okay.
That's why my comfort level is with parties and.
Okay. If we're going to be authentic, can I then tell them that every guy you meet in the lifestyle, you first think like, oh, yeah. this guy's a creeper or strange or.
I mean.
It's like your default position of like. Something's, I don't, do you expect to meet me at these places? Like,
I don't know. Yes. But what's funny is you say that, but you should also follow that up with the two, I've only had sex with two men in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Is that, that's true, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I think there was almost a third.
Was I there?
Do you remember the, well, not almost, but like potentially could have been. Do you remember the wake up call that we got? We stayed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That night.
That may have, but it just didn't pan out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so if I had.
You should give him more credit. Yeah. You should give him a shout out. Because, I mean, you would have, and it kind of, in a sense.
I would have. Yeah. Okay. It just was. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, back to my original statement, which was I've only had sex with two men in the lifestyle, and both of them, I did not want anything to do with when we met them. Well, that sounds terrible, but
that does sound terrible. I'll give you that.
But I don't know.
It's like your default position. I don't know why. Because
I don't know
you
either.
Instantly make friends with all these people.
Yeah.
But there's this,
and these were even attractive men. But in my defense, the first one, and this was our first full swap. That's probably why. It was our first full swap. Men still made me very uncomfortable. And the other one was the single dude. Come on. Single dudes are creepy to me. You walk into a swingers club and you're like, oh, here's the creepy single dude that's following us around. But he's the coolest guy that I think I've met in the lifestyle. So that's a good point. You have to give people a chance because you they're not always what you might think.
I feel like you're digging a hole. Can I stop you?
Maybe, but that I think that's probably a woman thing too, though. That's it. I've heard a lot of people in the lifestyle say that it's scary. It's a little scary.
Okay. Hashtag real talk.
Hashtag real talk. It's a scary world out there, people.
Oh boy. Okay. We're really getting into some real stuff tonight. All right. And I didn't think we, yeah, go ahead. Did we fully answer that one, or should we move on to the next one?
You started that, by the way.
Started what?
And those guys are like two of our best friends now.
Oh, yeah. We love them. They're good dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully you didn't offend them.
And
if we did, we're sorry. She'll still have sex with you.
Yeah. I will.
Should we go on to the next one?
Sure. Is this mine or yours?
Was this the last one we just answered?
No, it was.
Did we fully?
Yeah, I mean, that was it.
So we kind of got off topic. So discussing separate room.
Yeah, reducing the external distractions and lets you focus. So I see that. I see that that would be a benefit. And if that was something that you were interested in down the road, I don't see that being out of the realm of possibilities, but.
So what I'm hearing is there's more likelihood that it would be me doing it and not both of us doing it.
No, but it would probably more benefit you.
Mm. Yeah, I think maybe. The only
maybe
I wouldn't want to miss what you're doing.
Yeah,
I just wouldn't want to miss it. Not because I'm like.
But who knows? We may change our mind in 2 years and decide that we freaking like to be in different rooms. I don't know. We also had a situation I think we talked about in an earlier podcast where we stayed with a couple and the wife came and woke us up. That was obviously.
Isn't that what you were just addressing?
I was, okay. But what I'm saying is that was separate room play and that was awesome.
For us.
For us. We still got to be together.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's weird to think about being on the opposite side of that. And what if I did that?
What if you did that?
What if we had a couple over and I was like, go ahead and.
Well, speaking of couples over, I was going to wait to address this later. We were supposed to have a play date with the single guy and Sam the Unicorn, mm-hmm. two former guests on our show. And they were planning on making a trip up, which we haven't really hosted. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of a big deal to us. We kind of like to go to clubs. There's no commitments. There's no expectations. We committed to them mm-hmm. coming to see us. And unfortunately, the plans got canceled and something came up. But that was going to be a first for us, and it probably will still happen at some point, but there was a reason I was bringing it up.
Because we were talking about the wake-up call that we got.
Oh, yeah.
And what would you do if I did that?
Wouldn't really apply to them because she doesn't really
play with girls. And I think that was part, not the fact that she doesn't play with girls, but the fact that we know him so well, so intimately, that didn't bother me. Had it been somebody else that I didn't know as well, I feel like there's, like we could say we weren't comfortable with something very easily with them and it wouldn't matter. Does that make sense? Okay. Like it's a less of a commitment. You know, we say we like to have an out. Like if, okay, we just want to walk out of the club. We could just walk out of the room and those two would be fine.
Yeah, that's true.
They would meet their needs. They would be fine. They would have fun no matter what. And I know just from hearing stories and telling stories and talking to him that they roll just about anything. I mean, we went to a meet and greet party and he gets distracted by Whataburger and I don't even think any play, you know, and it doesn't matter. He has a good time no matter what. So I think that I would feel less pressure having them here than probably
hosting
another couple. I'm pretty
sure he's still going to want to have sex with you if he comes here, though.
That's fine. I mean, the feeling was mutual. Okay. It wasn't like I wasn't going to have sex with him. I'm just saying, you know, if we were like, okay, guys, I mean, they could probably go all night. And
oh, yeah.
I know they do.
That was the other thought. That was my other question. Like, are you prepared for?
No.
Because that's a lot of work.
But that's why I'm saying they're good friends. So I could be
okay,
like,
let me clarify because that sounded
bad. My vagina
can't
take anymore.
When I say a lot of work, I didn't mean that in a bad way. I just meant George is known to go all night.
And I'm not.
and A is definitely not.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I've got like a 2-hour max, and that's pushing it.
Well, and that's not even 2 hours of hard labor.
No.
That's 2 hours
of... 2 hours.
That's an hour and 45 minutes of oral. And
yeah. That is not fair. That is not accurate.
It's not that far
it's
off.
It's close. It's not accurate, though. Anyways. So, no,
back to the point we started on was talking about you going and playing. Could you imagine being the wake-up call?
No.
Mm-mm. That'd be pretty wild.
It would be.
We're not there yet. But I think our timeline would drastically change if we were more living in the environment. Because right now it's every 6 weeks.
I'll be honest, I'm glad we're not. I'm glad we're not.
See, I think we could have it here, and we wouldn't necessarily have to be engaging in it.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe you're right.
So why do you say?
I just wouldn't want that to be like when we get a free night. Okay, we don't have kids. It's date night. It would always be about that. And I wouldn't want that to be.
If right there, what you're saying, you make it sound like I would drag you into something you wouldn't want to do.
I just wouldn't want that to be, oh, we have a free night. Let's go to the club. Mm. I don't know. I like having to make a big commitment to doing it and like plan and make it a weekend fun trip. And I also feel like it would lose its luster if we had the option to go there anytime we wanted to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like when it's only every six to eight weeks, it's like, oh, when are we going back? You know, like, oh, let's plan and let's do this and let's do that. And I don't know. And I, after talking to like, Mike and Holly, and that is their life. Mm-hmm. I love this. It's fun. I would not want it to be my life.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it every weekend. I mean, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the few times that we went to Dallas and did it two nights in a row, I was like, yeah, I'm done. I can't. I just can't. It's like going to Vegas. I love Vegas. It's so much fun. I freaking love Vegas. But after 3 days, get me out of Vegas. Like, mm-hmm, I need to remember what real life is about.
What normal is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're parents. We have a normal life outside of this, and I don't want that to be more than this.
Well, you say that, but that's a conclusion we would clearly come.
Yeah.
We would never let it get to that point.
I know.
Because to the listeners, I'm thinking, they're probably thinking I'm a maniac.
No. And I didn't mean to make it sound like that. I just, if all of a sudden we were like living in Dallas, which is where we go, I feel like it probably would be what we wanted to do every weekend. And then it would probably, you're right, it would probably just be, it would normal out. So yeah, I didn't mean to make it sound like that.
And I'm not the sexed up lunatic that she's making it
sound
like.
No, that's not what I said. We're going to get another email.
Let's let's move on to the next one.
Mine?
Mm-hmm. I'm done. So.
Oh, okay. So this email came after our interview with Sam. And I guess we talked a little bit about how the lifestyle has a reputation of being accepting of female bisexuality, but very hostile toward male bisexuality. And so this question was from someone that I assume is somewhere in the LGBT community. I'm not sure if they explained how, but anyway, wanted to know if we see that that is changing at all. And if we knew about the acceptance or opinion on gay lesbian couples in clubs. And then they go on to say, I'm assuming that a lesbian couple would be accepted and even encouraged, but what about a gay couple? Even if they don't ask anybody else to participate, what if a gay couple was just watching, and holding hands? Would they be welcome? That's another question on transgender. So just that question alone, if a gay couple walked into one of these clubs and just wanted to watch or just wanted to do their own thing, what do you think would be the acceptance?
Well, we talked about this, and I don't think that would be allowed.
They wouldn't, yeah.
Because they would see it as single guys. Mm-hmm. And by the nature of the way these clubs are set up, you have to have a girl and a guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not saying that's my opinion, but I gave the example of if I was a single guy, I could get a buddy and be like, hey man, let's hit this club up and hold hands walking through the door, and then all right, pound him. We'll catch you at the end.
I think that I've seen, I don't know if it was on like the party, page on those websites, but I saw somewhere a party that said gay friendly or something like that.
Yeah.
So they're out there.
Oh yeah.
I just don't think they're the mainstream clubs and parties that we're going to.
I think it's just like the general population, the general population is heterosexual, and there's prejudice to a lot of gay people still, unfortunately.
Which is weird.
And this is just a smaller version of the bigger population. So Yes, they might be more open-minded with sex, but unfortunately, they're not on this topic. But there are, I've seen, just like you, I've seen specifically like gay, bi, transgender, open clubs and parties. So they're out there. But it's
the next
not
part of the question was, are there options that you've seen for transgender people or couples who are one or both members are transgendered?
We've actually seen on SDC a couple account where the husband was a cross-dresser. Do you remember that?
No.
And it was like, oh, okay, well, she's got nice legs.
That was him. That at all. But more power to them. I think that whatever floats your boat. As far as, do we see that it's changing? People don't talk about it. I think we might have talked about that some with Sam about how there probably are people in the lifestyle are either curious or...
Even Michael brought it up that he saw that.
Maybe that's who it was. Okay. I remember kind of talking about that with somebody. I think that if this person, they didn't make it real clear, but if they were looking for lifestyle type parties that were accepting of that, I know they're out there. There's no doubt that they're out there. We just aren't a part of a group that would know how to find that. But I guarantee you they're out there.
Yeah, totally. And there's definitely some different sites. That you could probably find that.
Yeah, there's all like kinds the fetish of like sites. Fetish, yeah. Yeah, and oh, for sure.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff out there.
Yeah.
When in doubt, check Craigslist.
Totally.
There's all kinds of stuff on Craigslist.
That might have been where I saw some of it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
They're out there.
All right. Well, I think that's all we have for the emails today.
Was that it?
That was it. So you want to wrap this up? Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say?
I can't think of anything.
I think our next adventure is going to be the weekend of June 6th, where we'll have probably another actual story to tell of going to Dallas and looking for trouble. We were looking at possibly going to Naughty in New Orleans, especially after talking to Mike and Holly, but we are contemplating maybe doing a vacation or a cruise instead, because we can... only really budget for one major trip.
We've got a lot going on in July.
Yeah, lots. So we will keep you guys posted on that. And I've got somebody in mind that will be a really good interview or guest on our show. So stay tuned. We'll keep you guys posted. But in the meantime, thanks for listening.
And our cuckold friend wants to interview us.
Remember? Yeah, that's right. You shouldn't call him that. He doesn't want to be called that.
Okay. Our friend Dave.
Our friend Dave
wants to interview us because apparently he thinks that we aren't sharing enough. You know, that's why he wants to interview us.
Yeah, he wants us to draw personal stuff.
He wants to pull all the dirt that we don't share, I guess. So that could be interesting.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in that, let us know. But in the meantime, we'll catch you next time.
Good night.
Let's hear it.
Fuck you later.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of The Curious Couple for The Curious Ear with TNA. You can find us at thecuriouscouple.com, email us at thecuriouscpl@gmail.com, and find us at Twitter with the same handle. Be sure to check out sdc.com for your free one-month membership with our promo code 25648. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. We always appreciate your ratings and reviews. Catch you next time.
For the curious ear.
I'll just do it.
Okay, do it. No.
Just do it. Your best radio voice.
My best radio voice. Mm-hmm. Like sexy radio voice. You're tuned in to The Curious Couple. For the curious ear. Stop smiling at me like that.
Good. I'm going to use this.
With TNA.